So you told me that you also teach a lot. So what is usually the main message you are trying to come across to mean to tell to the students?
I mean, for them to use their ears and to learn to play music. Because a lot of it's amazing to me, like how many students I meet that are just obsessed with information, but not music. They just want like patterns and scales and chord voicings, but they don't know any songs. So my reaction is just like, well, what are you going to play the scales and patterns and voicings over? Like, it's just like they're collecting theoretical information with no ideas on what to do with them. So for me, I mean, I'd rather teach somebody that knows nothing about scales but knows all these a lot of music, you know. So in that way, like, you know, the average kid that just plays rock and roll at home in his bedroom is a way better musician than any jazz student. Because that kid actually knows music. He sits and he can pick up a guitar and play a song from memory by himself. And then you have all these people that pay, like, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars and go to school. They got a master's degree and they can't play you one tune, you know, and make it sound good. You know? So it's a because it's a different style of music, obviously. I mean, it's jazz. So it's not like you just the kid in his bedroom is just memorizing exactly how to play something and it's doing that. But you know, with jazz, it's like there's no part ever. So you have to kind of just be able to speak a language that doesn't tell you without knowing exactly what to say yet. So you kind of have to learn the style in general, like overall, to be able to play the part. Because the part is not written. The part is just the sound, like the overall sound of what the music is. So rhythmically and harmonically, and that is really hard to get to that place. So most people just can't do it.
And is there a way to work on that, to stop worrying about, okay, the gymnastic part of music and actually think more about music?
I mean, for me, it's just it's by learning the actual music that you want to play. So
So
you know,
learning standards
learning standards or anything. I mean, anything that you love, you should be able to play on the guitar, in my opinion. So then, you know, and a lot of them can't hear. So if you play them a recording, they couldn't just pick up their guitar and start playing that. So in a way, it's you know, I compare it to like someone who wants to learn a language, and they only want the grammar. They want a grammar book, and they want all of the grammar exercises, but they don't want to. They can't speak to anyone, and also they never practice interpreting. They never practice listening to people speak that language. They want to speak without being able to understand. So it's a, you know, it's like a pilot who just learns to take off but never learns to land. You know,
That could be dangerous, yes.
So it's the same thing. It's like, okay, that's. You can't play a style of music that you can't hear it. You know, you can't reproduce it. You're only halfway there. So,
So you would advise to turn on the radio and try to play on it, or pick one of your favorite record and try to improvise or understand what the
just no. I mean, just being able to hear someone else improvise and being able to play it. So learning from like the masters and like reproducing that sound, and. Yeah, but everything, the voicings, because a lot of people play jazz and they play. They don't really ever make the song sound the way it's supposed to sound. You know, they're playing these melodies. You know, and kind of using these voicings that don't actually exist in the music, you know. So they never learn the sounds. Able to play the sound of the music you're playing. So a lot of people will just play, they see what the chord is on paper, and then they'll play whatever voicing they know for that, no matter whether it fits the sound of that composer's music or not. So they're not really thinking about how to make the music sound good. They're just thinking about how to read it. And it's weird. It's a little bit difficult to explain without having someone here that to show you, you know. But like, yeah, it's amazing to me, like how many, it only happens really with jazz students, I guess. I mean, because maybe that's the only people I really get to interact with. So, but yeah, it's just like, they're just obsessed with the information itself and not with how to play the actual sounds of the music they're interested in. So it's very weird.
Did you listen to a lot of non-guitar players to evolve in the musician you are?
Yeah, I mean, because all of the music I really loved didn't have guitar. And there was only a few guitar players that I really was inspired by beyond I mean, inspired by in the sense of where I wanted to hear those records over and over and over again, and I wanted to kind of play music in that style, because it was never really my goal to try to play like Wes Montgomery or you know, Jim Hall or anything like that. Like, I mean, as much as I love those guys, and I did study the way that they play, but to me, I wanted to play something that sounded more in the time that I'm living. So I did study that music, and I really loved that music, and that's how I knew after studying it that it's not what I wanted to do. So I just kept listening to people that were playing today, like Pat Metheny and John Scofield and Bill Frisell, and you know, some great guitar players, Kurt Rosenwinkel, Peter Bernstein, those kind of guys that I was really into were the guitar player side, but that's like 10% of what I listened to. Everything else was saxophone, piano, and rock bands, Brazilian music, and singers, and so all of that stuff inspired me much more than the actual guitar did. Yeah.
Is there a competition between jazz guitar players?
I mean, I don't think like in a sense of competition. I think living in New York is it's an inspiring place to be, because like there's always somebody. I mean, right now there's some great guitar players playing music right now, and I feel like I'm a part of that scene, but I never really get comfortable because you never really feel like you're there, you know what I mean? Like, even though your name is mentioned with these people, but like it could also just as quickly disappear because everybody's so active and everybody's like playing so great. It really inspires you to keep working. So the competition is as much as like you might be jealous of someone if they have a gig you want or they're playing more than you are. If you didn't have that, you would just probably get lazy, you know? So like every time it just pushes you to keep trying to play better. And not necessarily to beat that person, but just to stay in the game, you know, like, cause, yeah, it's inspiring to see all these people, you know, in New York. And even now I'm starting to see it around the world, like different players that are getting heard more because of the internet and things like that. So you hear about people maybe that you wouldn't necessarily hear about, just living in New York now. Yeah.
Where do you think the jazz guitar is going in the future? Or jazz music or music more generally?
It's definitely getting fused with so much stuff. So the lines are getting super blurred on what it is.
And it's good or it's not good?
I think it's great. I mean, I definitely do not want to play. I love playing straight ahead music, but I don't want to just do that. So I want my music to, you know, I want somebody like a 25 years old or younger to be able to hear it that's not into jazz and be like, wow, that's really cool, you know, like when they're not going to do that if it sounds like something they think their parents listen to, you know. So it has to have that element of like modern music, like alternative rock music or R&B or hip-hop or whatever you want to throw in your music. It has to sound like it's in this era, you know. Otherwise you know, the only people who are going to want to hear you play are just, you know, either old, and those people are getting less, you know, well, you know, they don't live forever. So, you know, it's just, I want to always see young people in the audience. Like, I don't want to just play for for people who think they're going out for like a sophisticated night of music, you know. Mm-hmm. I just want people who want to just come out and hear cool music.
Mm. What is the latest album that got you super excited?
Oh, wow. Let's see. There's been a couple of them. I really like, there's an album by Justin Brown.
Okay.
Great drummer. I can't remember the name, the title of this album, because it's kind of like a weird name. I think it's just the name of his group, actually. But I love that album. I love some old Brazilian music that I just discovered, like kind of from the 70s, by a guy named Nelson Angelo.
Okay.
Him and when he was married to a singer called Joycey. So they did a record together that I really love. I think it's the only one they did together, so it's easy to find. Let's see. I love that band Blonde Redhead. So their new EP is great. It's just like a few songs, four or five songs. But I love their music. I just saw them live, and I love all the sounds that they get. Let me see. I'm drawing a blank on some other stuff, but yeah.
Interesting stuff to listen to.
Yeah.
Let's talk about guitar for a moment. You are mm-hmm. always playing those beautiful Stephen Marchione instrument. Mm-hmm. Can you walk us through some different tones you can have with that guitar?
The main thing about this guitar that's so unique is just the chordal qualities on it. A 335, just in my opinion, doesn't get that sound. It's a bit dull for chords. It's great for single lines, but to play, you know. Getting that kind of hollow body kind of sound, but just and how straight the neck is, it's so easy to play. And actually, the neck is quite wide in comparison to like a 335, and also the scale down here is longer. So it's a bit of a stretch, and it's a little bit wide. Neck. It's thin, but it's wide. So, but there's just so much response, so much sound coming off the neck. So it's actually easier for me to play, even though it's a bigger neck. Mm. But there's more sound coming off of it, so you can play it softer.
And you are always playing like in the neck pickup, or you can change?
I rarely ever sometimes I go to the bridge pickup. It's mainly when I'm using like some effects, like if I'm using the octave pedal, sometimes I'll go to that, like the neck pickup. To it's a different kind of sound than using sometimes the octave pedal with the bridge pickup. The neck pickup. Is too bassy, so then I'll switch to the bridge pickup to have a more direct focus sound. So and just other kind of pedals, like it's more sometimes can be more harp like to use this. But I basically just use those two, like either just the neck pickup or just the bridge pickup. But it's mostly just the neck pickup.
Okay.
What
about overdrive? Do you use overdrive? When you use overdrive, it's always on, or how do you use it?
Yeah, like right now I don't have one on, but because I don't have my pedals here. Mm-hmm. But I usually have an overdrive on.
And it's always on, or it's for
it's
specific?
On, yeah.
Okay.
It's more like a boost,
mm-hmm.
you know. So because I the more. If I hear the guitar with a certain tone, it makes me play a certain way. So if I hear it with that tone, then it just makes me want to play that kind of music, you know. But if I hear it with a heavier tone, then it makes me hear music in a different way and play different kind of chord voicings and also different kind of lines. It just that the way that I play is totally based off of the sound that I get out of the guitar with everything, the amp and the pedals and this particular guitar. So yeah, sometimes when I don't have my stuff and I'm just playing straight into an amp, I feel like I can play, but I'm not really playing like myself in a way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hear different ideas and they're usually more traditional because I mean, that's just the sound of usually what's coming out. Like I don't have a traditional guitar sound. I don't think so. So whenever I do play guitar and I hear that coming back from the amp, I hear really, you know, kind of more traditional ideas. Mm. Anyway, but yeah. But this guitar is just amazing. Just the tone. It's so balanced. And the neck is just you know, it's the greatest neck I've ever felt. It's crazy. I mean, all of the guitars I have by him is just the neck is so straight. It's almost like, you know, it's too easy to play sometimes. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Mike, it was great to have you here in Paris at the show. So thank you very much for your time. And I hope to see you again here in Paris, in Montreal, or wherever you can go.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.